Informal Discussions with the Jan Suchin in Bangkok, September 2019, recorded by Mai, edited by Jonathan and Sarah. Speakers include Tiny Tam, Tai, Mai, and Lee.
Each word in Tipitaka explains this moment as no self. So if one begins with understanding no one, no self, then it will condition the path leading to no one. Because only Dhamma, but we take it for I and everything, flowers and so on. Very, very difficult in samsara, not only just this life. But just one drop in the ocean, it will make it full.
It's not.
It can so long, but it's all right. Better than none at all.
Yes.
Okay. And everything that Buddhism is very easy. That person, I think, that insult the Buddha. They let down the Buddha, only like us.
But sometimes I only see in this life, compared to about, like, let's say, 10 years ago, the understanding actually is very meaningful and helpful compared to, let's say, 10 years ago. So it makes a really, really big difference for everyone who understands.
And what is the problem in Vietnam about 10 years now?
Excuse me?
What's the problem
about the in Vietnam now? Like, environment is getting worse and people feel like bored, I mean, fed up with the government because the people don't see that, they don't do anything else good, they just do everything for their powers and so on. To keep their power, yeah.
But I think that, what about the money? Because I think that we think that the government doesn't do anything better, but if the teachings of Buddha will be prosperous, it will condition the country, any country, to be better because people are better.
Yes.
It depends on
yes.
the
correct.
People.
But
yes,
in Vietnam,
it's nearly impossible. In Vietnam,
I think that
nobody cares about that.
Care
and
about.
Even Mahayana is very superstition. Always, they even give money to the Buddha. Is the way.
Like a good soil, then you had a
building.
Good plant, but bad soil, you cannot have a good tree.
Okay. Without the understanding how to be good and helpful and religious,
yes,
there should be the understanding of the two. Otherwise, it's impossible. In Thailand and everywhere, the temple is not for monks like in the Buddhist time at all. They just live in like a house, have someone, and they tell that person, I'll have this, I'll have this, and they make it for him. That's why now I never go to anyone at all, because it's like going to the market.
Market up.
Yes, everything is there to buy. But we just speak and speak and speak all over Thailand. And people now begin to understand. They don't give money to the monk as much as before.
Oh, that's
okay. Yeah. Really?
So now, because even the meditation center, the teacher there, who is against us, and I am, we are against the meditation center, they follow us about not giving money for the monk. That before that they said, oh, it's all right, let them do and we'll do. We just live apart and so on. We are not monk and they are monk. We don't, shouldn't do anything about them, let them do. But now they just follow us.
Yes.
Talk about it's wrong to give
money.
The people who come to the foundation to listen, or you mean who?
Just like generally in Thailand.
Generally
yeah.
in Thailand.
Yeah, because now we go to many, many places to to teach, or to the teachings.
About the Sila.
Not only Sila, but you see that Sila can be all over the world, but the I am following Sila all the time. So that is a different. That is not the difference between the teachings of the Buddha and the other teaching.
Yes.
They just want to have this and that, and Buddha said that letting go all of this. Otherwise, one cannot let go the self at all. Even how much we understand about citta, cittasika, rupa, but not now, see. But it has to be right now.
Yes. So now you have an own trainer on TV, and every day to teach Abhinav?
Not on the TV every day, but on radio.
Radio.
TV we have Saturday, Sunday, and now not Monday but Wednesday, 3 days a week.
Some people in Vietnam, people say that as soon as you are not realizing about the dukkha or the impermanent of reality, no need to talk about the anatta.
Okay, but let's talk about just one word at a time. Like in Taiwan, I think that they have question about dukkha, and even Mahayana say, what is dukkha? Birth, and on and on, and then death. But we shouldn't let them go on so long. What about just one word? If you say that birth is dukkha, how? We have to understand why and how before we keep on going. And they cannot answer. So they listen to the right words. But if they think that they can, and then we don't ask, they think that they are right. But when we ask them and they don't know how to answer.
But maybe they think that by meditation they can see the dukkha.
Okay, what is meditation? See, we have to begin with what is it? And they cannot answer at all.
Like close the eyes and try to see the reality.
But what is the difference between closing and opening one's eyes? See, the truth is the truth, but no one let them or help them to learn to think about everything very careful. They just follow. Okay, birth is dukkha. But what and why? And what is birth? And why is dukkha? We have to study each word, and the answer is in the teachings of the Buddha. Every word. If there is no birth, how come dukkha now or any time when the unpleasant moment is there and so on? But we can ask them more and in detail, what is born? If nothing is born, there is no birth. So what is it? See? And can we say what is born now?
Citta. Cetasika.
What is citta? They don't know, they just know the word citta, but they don't know what and when. Yeah. This is the way to help them to learn Theravada. Even in Thailand, there are schools of Abhidhamma. But what's the use? Please. Okay. And what's the use of going to that school? To learn what? Because now, when there is understanding, that moment is like a school. Even here, see, anywhere, when there is the understanding. But when they go there, what do they know about? One came to me and asked, I can't understand this word. Please tell me. So I asked, and she said that because I'm going to get the examination for being a teacher on Abhidhamma.
On
Abhidhamma, see? But just learn the word. So I didn't say anything. Useless for her to go and teach without her own understanding correctly. Even the purpose, the goal of hearing the teachings, what for? When just want to know this, want to know that, that is not the fact of the teachings.
More and more we find that how fortunate we have Ajahn explanation of the Buddha teaching. More and more.
Yeah, because it's not in the book. The books just explain what is now. Each moment is different by conditions. That's why we have to learn carefully, respectfully.
Yes.
Each word. Bring about new life, new understanding, never before.
I want to ask a question.
Please.
On Osita arise, is how many karma can condition to have that citta?
Yeah. You talk about citta,
and
right? Only citta?
Yes. And
citta sika.
And the question is,
how many karma?
Karma.
Yeah. How many karma arise together?
One,
citta.
Just one
to condition citta to arise.
I see. That's why we have to talk in details about paccaya, right? Paccaya is condition.
She's reading paccaya. She's reading that book.
Paccaya, right?
Difficult to
can.
I just read in chapter 2.
It doesn't matter what chapter. Otherwise you cling to that. You have to go back to the word in the chapter again and again. But the question is whether can anything arise alone by itself? This is the question. Before we keep on going about many different paccaya or conditions.
You can repeat again the question.
Can anything arise alone by itself?
By itself, no.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
So when citta arises, there must be conditions or that which condition it's arising. And one knows that it is cetasika. So what is citta and what is cetasika? How are they different? Because they arise together, see, but they are not the same. So, what is the difference between citta and cetasika? This is the way to learn to think by oneself, carefully. Otherwise, we know citta is different from cetasika. But what is the difference between citta and cetasika? Because they arise together, experience the same object, fall away together. But they are different. But they experience the same object. Before talking about karma, we have to understand the reality which are citta and cetasika and rupa. Anyone who come to the foundation just would like to know something they are interested, but they don't know about that at all. We just want to know, like karma, what is karma? See, before we think about paccaya, many paccaya, but we have to understand one paccaya at a time. So what is karma? See, if we don't know, we cannot understand what karma condition. What citta, not every citta. But first of all, we should understand the difference between citta and cittasika. To understand what paccaya or what condition by way of what paccaya.
What is citta and cittasika?
What is the difference between citta and cittasika? Because they arise together, they experience the same object, and they fall away together, but they are different.
What is different?
It is different realities. One is like the man or the king, and cittasika is the reality that arises with the citta. And do it all function, different cittasikas, different functions.
Because you see that at this moment there is seeing, what see?
Seeing, citta.
Citta is the chief at moment of experience. Anytime it arises, there must be many cittasikas arise with it, condition one another, but citta is the chief of experience.
Yes.
So citta is the reality which arises just to experience, only
yes.
that.
Yes.
But other cittasikas has their own characteristic, has their own function. For example, paccaya cittasika, what is it?
It's contact.
Okay. Can you know contact? At this moment.
Like this.
See, that's why citta is the chief. And it also performs the function of seeing. While other cittasika, the rest cannot see. The citta before seeing, pancadvara vachana, adverting consciousness, just know what is there, advert to that, which impinge on the prasada. But that citta does not see. It just performs like the gate or the way, open the way for the other citta to arise and experience.
Mm.
Without panchatvara vachana, seeing, hearing, smelling cannot arise at all.
Mm.
Even the citta, panchatvara vachana is citta, seeing is citta, the citta which follows, sambandhichanna, santirana, vodhapana, they are all citta, but they do perform different function. That's why even that which arises before seeing, that's not see. That which follows, that's not see. And beside citta, the chief, the other, just condition citta to see, like paccaya. What we are seeing this object because paccaya touched it. We see this object because paccaya. When we hear this, because paccaya. So paccaya is the first cittasika, because it arises just to touch or to paccaya, contact the object, but it cannot see it. Whenever it arises, it's contact. So each cittasika has its own characteristic and its own function. And what is karma? When you ask about karma paccaya, see, what is karma?
And is
what kind of reality?
What kind of that?
When in Taipei, the Mahayana come and the Theravada are there, but they have their own understanding in words only.
Mm-hmm.
But the word is the same, like pratisanti or birth. They use the same word and they say about the same thing, but the understanding is different. Like now, see, we understand that there are absolute realities, citta, cittasika, and rupa. That is not enough. There should be more understanding. And what is the difference? Because they just arise to know and to experience and actually the same thing at the same moment. But what is the difference? Paccaya is not see, but it contacting and feeling vedana is different from citta, which is the chief just experience. just see, just hear, while the other performs their function. So what is karma?
Karma can be citta or
citta. See, what is karma? Is karma real? If we don't know what is karma, we cannot answer whether it's real or not. But what is karma? Is it real? Present?
Is it cetasika?
What kind?
Cetana?
What cetasika? Cetana cetasika. See? Just, but you talk about karma so long. So long. So long.
Yes.
So long. And is that karma now? Why?
Because cittasina always go with the citta every moment.
Again, please. Is that karma now?
Yes. Yes.
What karma?
Because karma is, as you say,
cetana
citta. So that's kind of cittasika is always arise with any every citta.
So what kind of karma is that? What paccaya is that karma?
Cetana citta.
Chitana pachaya.
Saha chata kamma pachaya. See? Saha chata means arise together. So chitana arises with each chitta. So that is saha means together. Chata is arise together. So cetana cetasik, which accompany each citta, is sahachata kamma pachaya. But when it's kusala and akusala, which can produce vipaka later, it is nanakanika kamma pachaya. So there are two kinds of kamma pachaya, sahachata and nanakanika kamma. It's not just only the word. We have to understand why sahachata arise together with all kinds of citta. And nanakanika kamma, only kusala kamma and akusala kamma. Seeing cannot condition vipaka later because itself is vipaka, condition the kamma. And that cetana which can be kamma, which can bring about vipaka, must be nanakanika kamma. It means it produces out at different moment, not the same moment like sahachata.
What is the meaning of
nanakanika? It produce result or bring about result later, not at the same moment like sahachata. Sahachata means arise together. But the theme is vipaka and cetana arises with it. What kind of karma is there? What kind of karma is that?
It's not sahachata karma atata, but it not produce karma.
So what kind of karma is it?
As you say, sahachata.
Sahachata karma. But when it arises with akusla karma, that is nanakanika karma, because that can produce result later. So at this moment, it is a result of a karma, which produces result at this time, not at that time. So it is nanakanika karma. But of that karma, not this, because that produced this, that conditioned this.
So it means that at one moment, there is one karma or no karma, and at one moment, when vipaka citta arises,
is the cetana with seeing.
But at that time, is
the desire of...
Yes, but is the Chetana with seeing?
I think we fall that.
How many Chetasikas arise with seeing?
With seeing?
Before talking about Pajja, we have to understand everything, because Pajja is the last book of the Abhidhamma.
That's why we didn't learn Pachaya yet.
Yeah. But we can learn at any time, like seeing there must be Chetasikas with it. So when we talk about Chetana as Kamma, we can say that it is Sahachata Kamma Pajja. So we learn just one pachaya, sahachata. Whatever arises together, condition the other by way of being saha, arise together, sahachata. So how many chetasikas arise with seeing?
One cannot think about pachaya.
Just learn pachaya little by little, better than just learn them all and don't understand anything. Just learn from now, like whatever arises together is sahachata. Saha is to arise together, sahachata.
So can I ask you, Lee,
yeah,
why you want to know about that details, about karmas? Why?
Why? Why are you interested in such?
Because I just hear the discussion in Dallas when we talk. You talk about the rebirth consciousness, and when the rebirth consciousness arise, it can be conditioned by the to become a people. It can be conditioned by kusala karma in previous life. Anyway, if kusala karma, why cannot become enlightenment at that time? Because it's kusala karma. Because so I think that is quite as on moment at that time. If kusala karma is a condition for that kind of rebirth consciousness arise, so maybe there is some accumulation of previous lives between the not only kusala but also akusala. But at the moment of rebirth, consciousness arise, why we become human, not a dog or anything. But the condition is, I heard that is kusala karma.
So you learn all this just to know why and how, but it's still you. That is not the point. The point is, if there's nothing arising at all, there's no world, no me, no I. But when anything, reality arises out of ignorance, one takes it for something. But it cannot be that thing, because whatever arises falls away instantly, never to return, new again. So just to learn to understand that actually, there is no I, and there is nothing. Because from nothing, there is something, and then nothing again. Yesterday is not today, and today is not tomorrow. Change, never to return. So actually, there is no I. This is the point of studying. That's why even learning about Pajja, to know that each moment cannot be taken for anything permanent at all. Not just want to do this and read this and that, understand that as that, but what about it? Karma is a self, it's jetasika. And to understand karma, is there any way to understand that reality which is karma? Not just talk about it.
Understand what is arise now, in a way to understand more about karma.
Can you make it arise? But by understanding little by little, it will turn toward the truth at this moment. So we can understand the anatta-ness beyond control. No matter you want it how much, it's impossible to arise by just desire or wishing. Is there karma now?
Sorry, but I'm feeling like I'm learning the whole new language because I have never heard of all these terms and phrases before. But I do appreciate all the explanations and her questions and your serving.
The most difficult is that it's not that it's the book, it's now. Each one, let's see, they're seeing now. So there is Chetana arising. But what condition Chetana which arises with seeing? Go on and on and on and on until you understand so well about what Buddha said before there can be condition for direct awareness. Satipatthana. Just be patient. Think it over. Consider it until understand, even just a little bit at a time. Like seeing now falls away already. Uncountable before it can be anything appearing like now. See, as soon as one opens one's eyes, so many things, but each has to arise. Kalapa, each kalapa is conditioned by kamma or citta or utu or ahara.
Do you have any questions? Everything is new for her.
I see. Yeah.
But I was quite worried when you talk about giving money to the Buddha and the pagoda at the first part. Yeah. Can you hear me?
No.
Yeah. So my mom, 6 years ago, she was told to give a lot of money to a pagoda near my house because the fortune teller told her to do that. It's like a debt she has to pay for this life. And she believed in that and she did. And I tried my best to advise her not to, but she still did it. And last year, same thing happened. Someone again told her to give money to the nearby pagoda. And this time she asked me, not because she doesn't want to do that, but because she doesn't have enough money to do it. And I took the chance to tell her not to. And this time, she started to seek reasons why not to. And she asked not just me, but her friends, who's also very progressive, and then they are more of outgoing than her. So she took her friend's advice at this time and stopped giving money to pay this debt. And later on, like last month when I visited her, she stopped giving money to all the ancestor tables at the pagodas, all those that Vietnamese do. We're still doing it. We go to all the table, we give
donation
all, yeah, a lot of money. And she started to tell me for the first time that it's not about giving money, it's about your feeling when you go there and about how you find peace. Yeah, I was surprised. It was like, what changed her? But I mean, anyone can change. Anyone can start to realize what they have to do to be different and to be better.
Yeah. There's a lot of wrong view that the people have from the society, saying if we help her to like remove any wrong view, then have the life better.
There are so many changes in the habit of people who go to the pagodas in Vietnam. They might not be Buddhist, but they worship Buddha, and they look at him differently now. Yeah.
And what's your topic last meeting?
In Vietnam?
A lot of
Vietnam.
Different topic.
What, when is the last meeting?
With you on...
No matter the last one.
So even every week?
Oh, Nina, with Nina and Jonathan and Sarah? Roti in Vietnam before Taipei, I think.
Yes, before Taipei.
And what is the topics?
They to discuss again about the meditation.
I see.
Yes, and the other.
And also for the first day of the discussion in Nha Trang, Sarah told everybody that she met you in Bangkok and you said just remind one word to everybody, is Dhamma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is
yeah.
Dhamma?
Because everything is real, so what that which is real is Dhamma. Seeing is real. Hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, that which arises is real.